Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if you saw the news yesterday, but one of your favorite head coaches in the NBA got a raise and got an extension. Do you know who that is?
No.
J.J. Redick got extended. Yeah, I know. J.J. Redick.
Let me guess, his podcast deal got extended with Draymond?
No, a four-year, $32 million extension with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
So he got extended there. Lakers had a solid first season, although they were one and done, and he played his starters an entire game, and that ended horribly, and they lost to the Minnesota Timberwolves. So that happened. He gets rewarded. It got me thinking, though.
What?
Steve Kerr, hold on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold on.
1 year is just, like, wow.
I don't know. It's very curious.
I like how he had his naps timed out.
He did have his naps timed out very well. If Steve Kerr were to sign an extension today, how would you feel about it?
I don't know. How does Steph feel? If Steph's in, I'm in.
That's it.
I'm doing what Steph Curry wants to do.
I'm just going to do what Steph wants me to do now.
That's exactly it. That's kind of my setting.
Well, what if Steph's only here for two more years and Steve Kerr signs a four-year contract?
Well, I'll, worry about the other couple of years after Steph.
Now, the reason I ask that is because of the timing, and timing is everything in life, as you know, Joe. Could you imagine if Steve Kerr signs an extension today before Jonathan Kuminga's resolution?
They give him a coach option.
That's what I'm saying.
That'd be hilarious.
He's got a player coach option, right? Like, I was just thinking about the absurdity of it and how everyone, because I know it's the Lakers and it's down there, but like the whole thing with this offseason has been LeBron, he doesn't feel valued. He wants to be rewarded more. I was like, dude, you're like 40. Like, it's great. You're still playing an elite level and you're great.
Joe,
like, that's awesome.
I heard from a birdie that there are guys in town waiting for Jonathan Kuminga to figure out what he's going to do so that they could walk right into the Chase Arena headquarters, whatever you want to call it, and just sign their deal. Wow. Everyone's waiting. Everyone. You're laughing. It's like now. So I just want you to think about this. Jonathan shows up on Tuesday after finally accepting whatever it is. Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, Al Horford, nice to meet you. Sorry I made you wait at the JW Marriott for the last 8 days trying to sign your contract as I figured out my situation.
Al Horford's a professional. He's not going to care about that. He knows all these guys know the business of the NBA,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, but there is a human element to this.
But I don't want to hear if it's like Jimmy Butler. I don't want to hear if it's Al Horford. I don't want to hear from anyone new that's getting upset about this.
It's not upset. It's just, again, like,
then what is it?
I think there's a hierarchy in any industry of, you know, where you stand. And when you're the guy making a ruckus and maybe you think higher of yourself than your peers do, I think it would be naive to think that there's not a human element of like, really, this guy? Like, we do it in every industry.
So the reason I brought up Kerr, because I don't think you could talk about Jonathan Kuminga without talking about the head coach in this scenario, because everyone that is either, you know, I'm not calling everyone a Jonathan Kuminga stan or people that defend him or try to gas him up. You heard the Aaron Turner interview the other week. It comes back to the head coach because he's in charge of playing time.
I still can't believe he did a full hour with Steiny and Goo.
It was very long.
Incredible. It's incredible.
Some of the answers were like 10 minutes, it felt like.
I was so jealous.
Really? Really?
What?
I don't know. I listened to the entire thing. I'm not poo-pooing the interview
itself. Because like I think it's like that is a feather in the cap moment. You got someone's agent on for an hour.
I'm not gonna lie. I kind of lost the luster for me when he went on like 6 or 7 podcasts again. Like it kind of was just like, oh, so he's just doing the rounds with everyone. I thought it was a special like 95.7 The Game exclusive, and he did it with Brian Windhorst.
How long have you been listening to radio in this market?
Long time.
Yeah, I have too. And I can't remember anyone's agent doing in an hour and then taking calls from the fans. It was crazy. Also, while filming in the gym while the guy's working out.
They almost got JK on. That would have been the moment. And I guess there were some technical difficulties there. We were efforting, and it just didn't happen.
We didn't have the microphone option?
We didn't. There was no snare in his headphones, as Eminem would say.
Stop!
Thank you. But the reason I bring up Kerr is because there's a lot of people that blame Steve Kerr for the failures or the lack of success for Jonathan Kuminga at times because of the minutes and the minute allocation and not putting him out there and not giving him enough runway when it comes to playing with, you know, Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, that trio, whatever it is. Oh, and Aaron Turner, he brought this up. He's like, I don't think it's a large enough sample size to automatically determine that it's not going to work. Remember that once upon a time, there was the notion that him and Wiggins couldn't be on the floor together. They couldn't thrive together. And then eventually it started working out. And same with Jimmy Butler. Jimmy said, hey, I think we can thrive together on the court. So I understand there's some frustration, you know, but I will defend Steve Kerr in this. And last year, he was dealt a very difficult hand, and he took that hand all the way to the second round of the playoffs. You have to give the head coach some credit. He got a brand new player in Jimmy Butler. He had to navigate the Kuminga injury. They were a 10th seed in the Western Conference. Now, they ended up still being a play-in team, Joe, but at one point, they were a 4 seed, almost. Like, they had an opportunity to have home court advantage, which sounded absurd if you were to tell a Warriors fan that in January. He helped navigate Jimmy, Steph, Draymond, Pods, Moody. And then, yes, was it frustrating for fans that were fans of Jonathan Kuminga that JK didn't get integrated smoothly into all that? Well, they were trying to win games, and they didn't have room to tinker around. Now, what I'm going to be fascinated by early on when Jonathan Kuminga comes back, if he does or whatever, when he comes back, because I think he's going to come back. Let's just say that. What's the runway going to look like early on in the season? What's it going to look like with JK, Jimmy, Draymond, and Steph?
I have no idea because they only have 9 guys that we know. The 10th guy, Jackson Rowe, we saw, you know, ever so shortly. Like, what, I got to see what the rest of the roster looks like. But last year, what would happen? And I would say it all the time. Guys, GP2 will always be looked at as a better, you know, 4 option over Jonathan Kuminga. That's how he's going to be viewed. So if you're bringing back Horford and you're bringing back GP2 and you bring back Melton and you bring back Seth Curry, I think that completely knocks him out of the rotation.
So Steve Kerr joined our airwaves back in May.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I just wanted to set this up because it's a good point. He joined our airwaves back in May because he joins us every week. Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game, home of the Warriors. We love our relationship with Steve and the fact that he comes on and gives us his time because he doesn't need to, quite frankly. And he's been part of the media. He gets the game. I think he is a very well-spoken person. It's what I always appreciate about the dynamic between him and Bob Myers. They gave us our time. He thinks about what he says, and he is very calculated. I think Steve Kerr is a very smart individual, and he's a hell of a coach. You don't just stumble into 4 championships as a coach. That just doesn't happen. So the people that say, oh, it could have been Mark Jackson, it could have been this. No.
No, Mark Jackson would have never.
No. The Warriors improved with Steve Kerr. Absolutely. This is what he had to say back in May about what he has to do to get better.
So he's going to be in our gym, and we're going to hammer home those points with him and try to get him to understand all those loose balls, all those long rebounds. Like, you know, with his athleticism, those are plays, for him to help us win. You know, he's got to get those rebounds. He's got to chase down those loose balls. He's got to run the floor, sprint the floor. And if he does all these things, then there's no question he can find a better role and find a better fit, you know, next to Jimmy and Steph and Draymond. So that's the goal as a coaching staff to try to help him achieve that and add those things to his game to give himself more of a chance to play.
And I guess my question is going to be early on in this season. Hell, we might see it early on in the preseason, which is next Sunday, first game against the Lakers. What's the runway going to look like? I'm very curious what the runway is going to look like early on. Preseason's not going to tell you everything, but just where his mindset's at, what he's looking for. What if the first preseason game Kuminga's out there and he dies for a couple of loose balls? Is that going to show everyone that he's all locked in?
I will bet you he does not dive for he's been here 4 years. I can't remember him diving for a ball once. That's just like some guys dive, some guys don't. I don't remember him ever diving.
I think he made some plays in the playoff series.
I think so.
He kept plays alive in that playoff series against the Timberwolves.
Diving is like that's a pods thing.
Okay.
It's a Draymond thing.
The pods thing also in the playoffs was not really showing up. So
No, I know, but diving is a very specific thing. Like, not everyone dives. I don't remember Clay. Clay's a great player. I don't ever remember a play where he dove on the ground.
This is the one, though, I keep coming back to from Kerr, Alma Willard and Dibbs back in May, that I am going to be kind of holding him to. You know, on if he could eventually play with, you know, the Jimmys, the Stephs, and the Draymonds, and giving him the runway to do so.
100%. I'm going to give that time next year. You know, assuming JK comes back, I will explore that right from the beginning. We didn't have that luxury this year. You know, Jimmy arrived and JK got hurt almost at the exact same time. And from the time Jimmy arrived, we were basically in the playoffs. Every game was huge for us. And so, while JK was out, as I've explained many times, we got really good. We got really good with Jimmy on the floor and JK injured, and we had to continue down that path and keep trying to win every game just to make the playoffs. So next year with a training camp and an 82-game season, absolutely. I will give that lots of time and try to make that fit as best as possible.
And as we talk about this team ad nauseum for the next months, next year, I'm going to hold him to that. He said that. He said he's going to give it time. So I'm going to take him at his word for that, Joe. Do you believe him?
That was in May?
That was in May. He said, if Kuminga returns, no. He said, if Kuminga returns, I'm going to give that some time. I
don't think you can hold him to that in May because you have no idea what the roster was going to look like come October.
What? He literally, all the question was, if Kuminga comes back, which he's going to be, he's going to give that some runway. He said 100%. No. We're not going to hold him to that?
I thought Wilmer Flores was going to be my starting first baseman. Then we got Devers. But
Bob Melvin never said, oh, Wilmer's playing every single day and we have to let him play through all these mistakes. He's saying he has to give it time for that.
I'm not.
What?
Yeah.
What? That's kind of absurd.
Well, no, wait, how much has changed on this team to make you think that we shouldn't hold him to that anymore?
What?
If Kuminga does come back, like, that's not the same as Rafi Devers coming in and changing things. Like, the Warriors have not gotten a Rafi Devers type player this summer that would change that.
I think it's coach speak. I'm not holding him to something he said in May.
Well, it's totally
I'm just
coach
not.
Speak. We're still going to hold him to it.
All right.
Yeah, it's coach speak because if Kyle Shanahan said he'd like the same thing, whatever the equivalent of that is, we'd be holding his feet to the fire. We'd be crushing the guy.
I promise I'll get B-Rob in there.
Thank you. I'll promise to have Brian Robinson half the touches couple of weeks.
Brian Robinson barely touched the ball on Sunday, and we won. It didn't matter.
I guess what I'm getting at here, Joe, is when it comes to these guys, and we love when Steve Kerr talks to us. We love the weekly with that Willard and Dibbs have. We love being able to talk to these guys. When it was Bob Myers, right? And getting that access. It's great.
Yeah.
Until, you know, they start saying things like this, and then we start calling them out on it. And again, I'm only going to call them out if it doesn't happen. There remains to be seen.
So if he says something similar the week he signs, then it'll hold some gravitas with me. Something from May?
This was after the season, after it ended.
I know, but I like again, there's the scar of just losing and how fresh the wound was. I don't know. That's me personally. I'm not going to hold him from May. May was so long ago.
Do you like that he talks that much? Do you like that Steve Kerr is that
part of the job now?
Well, we had Mark Abanias on, KTVU sports anchor and legend, former anchor, obviously, Bay Area sports icon. He didn't like how, Kyle Shanahan speaks to the media or does interviews, or he thinks he's very, curt and short and arrogant. That's what he had to say about the way Kyle Shanahan speaks. I don't feel that way about Steve Kerr, although it does get to a point, if you're saying you're not holding him to that, then maybe he shouldn't have said it in the first place if he never intends to do it. Right? Is there too much of talking? Is that kind of...
I mean, he's trying to answer that. Look, the way I view these things when they're having conversations is they're answering the question on that day. And on that day, they might be saying or thinking or believing X, Y, and Z. And then months go on, okay? And your thought process might change.
I guess that's where fans start to lose faith in their head coaches then. If you're just going to blatantly lie to me...
I don't think it's lying. I think it's adjusting based on new information.
Again, back May 22nd, Steve Kerr on Willard and Dibbs on Jonathan
Kuminga. That was a week after the season ended.
There you go.
Okay.
100%. I'm going to give that time next year. You know, assuming J.K. comes back, I will explore that right from the beginning. We didn't have that luxury this year. You know, Jimmy arrived and J.K. got hurt almost at the exact same time. And from the time Jimmy arrived, we were basically in the playoffs. Every game was huge for us. And so while J.K. was out, as I've explained many times, we got really good. We got really good with Jimmy on the floor and J.K. injured. And we had to continue down that path and keep trying to win every game just to make the playoffs. So next year with a training camp and an 82-game season, absolutely. I will give that lots of time and try to make that fit as best as possible.
Use words like 100% and absolutely. Again, Steve Kerr is an honest man. Says it with his chest. He is not afraid to go against the grain, whether it's a press conference. He's not afraid to talk about what's going on in our politics. He's not afraid of those things. So when he says something like that, I take him at his word. Because I don't view him as some liar or anything like that.
I think he felt that way on that day, and I think he was giving...
I guess what's changed since then, Joe? What's changed since then, genuinely?
Well, I the roster might change a little in terms of who they bring in, who would supplant them. They might have thought on May 22nd, there's no way GP2 comes back here.
Maybe he still might even make the team. We don't even know that.
I'm just saying,
currently he's not on the team. Yes.
I mean, I think you're being very literal with this, holding them, he's going to play and everything. I don't hold coaches to that. There are times when one person is rolling and you're feeling so good about them, the season goes on and things change. Like I think about at the beginning of the year in 2019, Tevin Coleman was my running back. That's Kyle Shanahan. Tevin Coleman was my running back till he wasn't. And then this guy by the name of Raheem Mostert took his spot. And yeah, that's my running back. Oh, and in between, Matt Breida was my running back in between that. It's like things change.
Well, the reason why I'm bringing this up to compare and contrast with other coaches is I know how upset you've been with Bob Melvin in the past in the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah.
And Bob Melvin, he made a move the other day that you didn't like when it came to Bryce Eldridge, when it came to Wilmer Flores, right? You wanted to see Bryce get that at bat, learn from his mistake, or maybe he has a great moment, and that's a big step for him confidence-wise going forward. So, we had Dave Fleming on, and he was talking about, it's an organizational thing. They want Bryce to get all those at bats, and, it wasn't great that he wasn't able to hit that, and Wilmer Flores came up, and that was a Bob Melvin move. I think we pick and choose when to get upset at head coaches and managers.
No, sometimes. I think the situations are dramatically different.
What
is Giants
different?
Being out of the playoffs and their prized possession prospect who they refused to deal, they finally brought him up, and you have a guy who's stymieing him in terms of coming in to pinch hit for him in Wilmer Flores, who will not be on this team next year, who's a good guy, but he's not going to be on this team next year, taking a late game at bat for an opportunity for a young ascending player on a team not going to the playoffs is dramatically different from Steph Curry you know, one of the greatest top 10 players of all time in his sport, his team with a four-time NBA champion coach, like there's just very different settings.
Are you holding Steve Kerr to his word when he says he is 100% and absolutely going to test out Jonathan Kuminga, Jimmy, Steph, and that whole crew? Are you holding him to his word, Warriors fans, when he said that back in May on our airways? Let's go to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.